Well, hello there. Out for an evening stroll like I am. Where's your guardian? I don't see anyone else. The law is very clear, you know. No male is allowed in a public space at any hour of the day without a female guardian present. A cute boy like yourself doesn't deserve a fine or jail time. You don't have one. Are you sure? Show me your neck, dear. Surely there's no collar around your neck. Nothing on your wrist, either. How strange. Well, that puts you in quite the bind, my dear. I have to report this to the authorities so they can take you to a shelter. Unless you'd like for me to become your guardian. I know we just met, but here's some food for thought. The shelters do well enough with the funding that they receive, but someone like you deserves much, much better. My house is close by, and I'm... well, you could say I'm well off financially. All of your wants and needs would be met, to say the least. Surely you couldn't turn all of that down. Now there's a good boy. Saves us both the hassle of filling out paperwork anyway. Here, take my hand. I'll show you where I live. Welcome to your new home. Pretty nice, isn't it? You're right. All this does look expensive. I ran a business for 10 years. It was more successful than I could have ever imagined. But as rewarding as it was, the work was stressful, so I retired early and bought this place. Fully furnished it, too. So many nice things, but no one to share them with. Until now. Anywho, there are some guest rooms down the hall. You can stay in one of those. The nearest bathroom is further down, as well as the laundry room. It's just the two of us here, so you'll have plenty of privacy when you need it. Now, there's something I'm curious about. Why were you wandering outside? Did something happen? Oh, so you did live at a shelter, but you left to try and find someone like me. Sweetie, you shouldn't take risks like that. What if we hadn't run into each other? You could have been sent back to the shelter, or thrown in jail, or worse. I can't bear the idea of someone so appealing coming to harm. Do you mind if I pat your head? I'll be gentle. Does that feel nice? You're blushing. Oh, so adorable. I'll put my other arm around your waist. No more wandering outside, okay? You're mine now. And I need you to be a good boy for me. Understand? Splendid. Oh, sorry. I thought my hand was still on your waist. I didn't realize it moved down to your butt. So embarrassing. You want it to stay there. What a frisky boy you are. How about I squeeze it a little? Oh, what a cute moan you have. Do it again. Yes. Oh, good boy. You've got a very firm butt. I like it. Your lips are nice as well, but I think they're missing something. There we go. Good boy. Every inch of you is stunning. Your cheeks, your chest, your thighs. I'll never be able to keep my hands off you. Oh, does that feel nice? When I kiss your neck like that. Lick and suck. And mark you up. You want to grind up against me, hmm? I can feel your dick through those pants. Stand over here, in front of the couch. Hope you don't mind me pushing you onto it. Gotta have you nice and ready, so I can hump the shit out of you. Mm-mm-mm. Don't take off your pants. That'll be better this way. Fuck. Oh, I'm soaking wet. You know, sometimes this feels better than actual sex. You've been wanting this ever since we met, haven't you? My body on top of yours. Using it however I want. Oh, you make very nice noises. Keep moaning for me. It's just you and me in this house. I want you to be as loud as you want. As loud as you can. You're squirming a lot more. Are you about to come? I'm almost there too. Just let me hold you close. Thrust up into me hard as you can. Fuck. Yes. Oh, there we go. Yeah, come for me, baby. Oh, come on. Oh, come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. Good boy. Very good boy. I knew you could do it. Oh, jeez. Your pants are a mess. Oh, mine too. Wait here while I grab a towel. Okay. That's about as dry as they can get for now. Sadly, I don't have any spare clothes for you. We'll go buy some in the morning. Feeling sleepy? Me too, but... oh, I don't feel like moving anymore. I think I'll watch some TV until I fall asleep. Why don't you rest your head on my lap? Comfy, isn't it? Now I can keep stroking that lovely body of yours. Such a good boy. Swim first. Oh, sweetheart, did you fall asleep already? I guess he did. I'm glad he feels so safe with me. Sweet dreams, baby boy. Tomorrow, I'll let you buy whatever outfits you want.